Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
On Dunkin's Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
No blind spots in the leopard's eyes can only help to jeopardize the lives of lambs the shepherd cries. An afterlife for a silver fish, eternal dust, less ticklish than the clean room a house guest wears. He lies on his side as he tried to hide the fact he'd see a butcher's nonsense book. He lies on his side as he tried to hide the fact he'd see a butcher's nonsense book. Worker, a serpentine miner, a roof falls, an underliner of leaf structure, the egg timer.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. It's so great to be back. I had a great vacation. It was very enjoyable. I went to Canada, or BC's Central Coast, Bella Bella, to visit my good friends Jonathan and Moo there. Caught my first fish, did some mushroom hunting, avoided getting eaten by bears. But, you know, Thursdays at noon, I got this itch inside, like I needed to be doing something other than boating around in a Zodiac. And this is what it was. Thanks to Sachin and Becky for doing awesome jobs on the fill-ins. Those are on the podcast, so if you want to listen to their shows, I highly recommend them. At the top there, well, we heard a little promo from No Kids. Thanks to them for that. And then we heard Wire from their 1978 album, Chairs Missing, the song Outdoor Miner. The reason I specifically said 1978 is because today's going to be a little megalomania here on Dunkin's Donuts. My 30th birthday is later this week. And so, you know, as an interesting theme, you know, to honor this time in my life, allow for some reflection, I'm going to play a song from each year of my life. So from 1978 all the way to 2008. So today we're going to hear all the way to 1993, and we got a bunch of great stuff here. Not all of it was stuff that I would have listened to. I wasn't listening to a lot of Wire when I was 1 month old, but later on there's some things that I did actually listen to at the time when it came out. I avoided putting NXS on this, anything from Kick on here, even though I was kind of tempted to, because in 1987 that rocked my world. But yeah, let's get to it. So we're going to hear some songs from 1979, 1980, and 1981. I don't know if I should tell you what they are. I think I'm just going to, I'll tell you afterwards. Becky from Ground Control, who filled in for me last week, kind of criticized me for always giving away the surprise of the songs. So I'm not going to tell you. This is from 1979, when I turned one.
I'm checking my own. Like sun, lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, to distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. Golden brown, fine temptress. Through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown.
Such a pretty song. That was the Stranglers from 1981 with the song Golden Brown. Before that, we heard Echo Beach from Martha Toronto's Martha and the Muffins, their album Metro Music, 1980. Working 9 to 5, it's tough, no doubt about that. Before that, we heard Talking Heads from their album Fear of Music. In 1979, the song Cities, one of my favorite by Talking Heads. Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. I am not sure if it's open right now. If someone could run into the studio and tell me, that would be great. I know that they were having a lot of, they were having bureaucratic hell. They were really being crushed by the city of Vancouver, as far as I could tell. So I hope that they're opened again. They've scheduled Stolen Organ Family Band with Manny Cahara and Way to Go Einstein, and tomorrow night, Lint with Owl Drugs and Des Dorada, and on Saturday, the first annual Garage Festival. You can check them out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th, and check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. And as far as I could tell, there was no information about them still being closed on the website, so I hope they're back open again. It's kind of a shame when someone comes to Vancouver, tries to open up a venue with his own money, hosting local bands, and the city just seems completely indifferent to it. It's really a shame. So good luck to Zach and all the folks at Biltmore in their continued success and fighting the man. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin's Donuts. Special megalomaniac version of Dunkin's Donuts going through the years of my life. My 30th birthday is coming up, so kind of doing this as a special theme and way of filling a show. All right, coming up, we have 1983, a controversial choice for 1984, and 1985. Let's get right to it.
Hey! Thank you very much, folks. The Muppet Show is proud to present our very special guest, Weezer. Yeah!
Live Nation and CITR 101.9 FM present Weezer with special guests Angels and Airwaves and Canada's own Tokyo Police Club. Friday, October 10th, 2008 at General Motors Place, Vancouver, BC. Doors will open at 6 and the show will start at 7. This is the band's first tour in 3 years. Drummer Pat Wilson announced, "If you want to rock, you know where to find us." Don't miss Weezer with special guests Angels and Airwaves and Tokyo Police Club at General Motors Place on October 10th, 2008. Brought to you by Live Nation and CITR 101.9 FM.
You're all familiar with that song. Apparently that movie was just voted the funniest movie of all time. I can't believe it. I watched it recently. It has not aged well. This is Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbusters theme song from 1984. In grade one, we participated in the talent show, me and some friends. Sasha Cano on guitar, Shrikant Sridhar on drums, and we rocked it to this song in an air guitar lip sync competition. It was great. The girls swooned. And we all wore white outfits, like those coveralls, and then had fruit boxes as backpacks. And during the guitar solo, Sasha Cano had a cardboard guitar and Christmas lights all around the outside. So they turned off all the lights in the gym and plugged in the Christmas lights and brought down the house. It was amazing. Yeah, it's always terrible when you peak when you're 6 years old. It's all downhill from there. Before that, we heard from Power, Corruption, and Lies in 1983. That was New Order with the song Age of Consent. I'm just going to turn this off. That's quite enough. And then after that, or before that, we heard the Au Pairs from 1982's Sense and Sensuality. And that was, of course, Ray Parker Jr. playing a pretty terrible song, but one that gives me very fond memories. And, 1984, Smith's first album, that's really important, but I wanted to play a song later on of theirs. Bruce Springsteen and Prince. I mean, I wasn't going to play any Bruce Springsteen or Prince today, because, I wanted to kind of mix it up a bit. So I went with Ghostbusters. That's the way it is. Shows coming to town soon. The Walkmen are playing tonight with Man Man at Richards. Fun. Beck is playing with Band of Horses at the Orpheum tonight as well. Both good shows. Go check them out if you don't have anything to do. Sondre Lerche is playing at St. James Hall on Saturday night. For those of you who know me, my birthday party's on Friday night, so check that out. It's going to be a talent show there. Crazy. Worlds Collide. Saturday night, also Guns N' Bombs playing with Expendable Youth and Oli Pye at Lotus. Also that night, The Old Familiar at the Media Club. On Sunday night, the 31st, Chick 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 is playing with Handsome Furs at Richards on Richards. Calvin Harris is doing a DJ set with Paul Devereaux at Celebrities. And the big old Malkin Bowl Stanley Park singing exhibition. That's with Nico Case, Destroyer, Andrew Bird, Deerhoof, and the Evaporators on Sunday. And on Monday night, the New Pornographers, Black Mountain, Stevie Jackson, the 1900s, and Biz Queen. Both of those shows are all ages. Also on Monday in the big battle, Stanley Park versus the East Side, the Victory Square Block Party. It should be amazing. No Kids are playing. The Evaporators are headlining. Basketball's playing their last show. Bunch of other bands. It's going to be really great. I'll be there. enjoying myself immensely. If you don't already have tickets to the Malcolm Bowl show, consider going to the Victory Square Block Party instead. It's free. September 2nd, battles are at Richards on Richards. The next night, John Vanderslice is at the Media Club. And later in the month, Kelrissa is playing with Hello Blue Roses and Les Beyond at Video Inn. That's an all-ages show as well. That's September 13th. Just announced Diplo, October 30th, with Abe Vigoda.
What?
Yep. Boy 8-Bit and Telepath at Richards on Richards. November 10th, Guar is playing with Kingdom of Sorrow and Toxic Holiday at the Commodore. And November 20th, Deer Hunter is playing with Times New Viking and Bar at Richards on Richards. Great shows this fall. Still, Vancouver's music scene still got it. Also, I've received confirmation the Biltmore is back open. You know, the man can only punish the good for so long. Biltmore's back open. Good news. Great news. Head down there tonight. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Continuing on with the sort of biographical, autobiographical hour, we're going to hit 1985, 86, and 87. Great stuff coming ahead. Stay tuned. It's exciting. I'm excited. Here we go. Here is the song from 1985. This is Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Dripping. seats and closes, cozy flat with green bits, made of coral whites, lemon toes. My powers against them half useless, my senses alive half parted. Was embarrassed but stuck with them. Shoulder down, street ridicule. They couldn't tell Lurie from the view. Suppressed, hate my man, son. It was like being back at school. A total defeat. Grandma had a kid in tap. Realized what they always wanted. Knew I was right all along. It was a damn up little song. Superhero and Harlequin cast. Then went lecture half red. Kissing black singers 10 years dead.
Fair enough. 1, 2, 3, 4. I still don't like hell and hell.
Sealed with a Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM presents the Stanley Park Singing Exhibition, a two-day musical extravaganza with a focus on the art of song singing. Sunday, August 31st features Nico Case, Andrew Bird, Destroyer, Deerhoof, The Evaporators, while Monday, September 1st features The New Pornographers, Black Mountain, Stevie Jackson of Belle and Sebastian, The 1900s, and Biscuit. Both shows are at the Malcolm Bowl in Stanley Park, doors at 3:30 p.m. Advanced tickets are on sale now at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, High Life Records, and all Ticketmaster locations. Brought to you by Sealed with Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I did acid with Caroline, and we both had a real good time. We talked till 2 in the morning, playing records, and I showed her some drawings. I did acid with Caroline, and we were one, we were one. We climbed up top of a building and looked out over the city. The night was cool, the wind was blowing, there were dead crickets everywhere. With Caroline, and we were one, we were one. I did acid with Caroline, we burnt candles all night long. She showed me strange books of black magic, my head was really spinning. I did acid with Caroline, and we were one, we were one. With Caroline, and we both had a real good time. We talked till 2 in the morning, playing records, and I showed her some drawings. I did acid with Caroline, and we were one, we were one.
Aww, that's a twofer, as they say, right there. That was Daniel Johnston and Half Japanese's Jad Fair on the album that they put out together in 1989. It's Spooky, the song I Did Acid with Caroline. I think that was the beginning of the troubles for Daniel Johnston. I think that's the story, at least, is that he did acid and went, yeah, it kind of triggered something that made him crazy. Sad. But, you know, but he's still performing. He's doing great, you know, apparently. I don't know. Whatever. It's not necessarily sad. Well, who am I to judge, right? Before that, we heard Pixies from their classic 1988 album Surfer Rosa, the song Nimrod's Son. Before that, the Smiths' Swan Song, Strange Ways Here We Come, from 1987. I started something I couldn't finish. Before that, from Ben Sinister, The Fall's 1986 album, the very poppy and kind of strange but lovable Shoulder Pads Number 1. That goes out to Paul Barkley in San Francisco. He kind of introduced me to The Fall. And before that, the Jesus and Mary Chain, Just Like Honey, from their 1985 album, Psycho Candy. We're cutting it a little close here. I think we're going to be able to fit it in. Marielle's been very gracious in saying I could go 5 minutes over if needs be. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. Let's hit it into the 90s, shall we? Here in the 90s is a familiar band and their friend Goo.
My friend, he just says, he you. guitar starts spinning, rock and roll starts winning. We rise to the top, we're the cool of the crop. We make it the haircuts, straight out of the past. We blast first, we blast last.
So we're just about out of time, so I'm going to have to just dip that down. That's from 1992's You Turn Me On, the last studio album by The Beat Happening from Olympia, Washington, one of my favorite bands of all time, on one of my favorite labels of all time. Nice that I was able to fit them in. Before that, we heard My Bloody Valentine from their 1991 album Loveless, the classic Loveless, the song Only Shallow. And before that, 1990's Goo and the song My Friend Goo by Sonic Youth. Got one last song we're going to hear, not for any particular, well, I guess because I actually remember when this song came out, Luscious Jackson's Daughter of the Chaos. I remember seeing it a bunch on The Wedge, or City Limits probably, back then City Limits, from their album In Search of Manny. So we're going to hear that. Coming up, Marielle with We All Fall Down. She's eagerly preparing it behind me right now. Stay tuned. And then later on in the afternoon, Robin with Ink Studs and Brendan with Crimes and Treason. Saw Brendan last night. He was stoked on the show. He was at the Jizza show as well last night. So stay tuned all afternoon. No reason to tune away. Also, thanks to the Biltmore for their continued support of Dunkin' Donuts. Get down there tonight. Show them your support. They deserve it after all they've been through. And that does about... does it. Next week, we're going to have part two of the birthday show. So we're going to go 1994 to 2008. Thanks for listening, and have a great long weekend. Happy Labor Day.
Making history, always give shelter to a man in need. In the face of chaos, I give up my greed. Insane and unknown is my only creed. The joy destroyed then set you free. Bombs and always miss. I make a girl pick up a gun so she can.
understand how it's done. Angela Lansbury is forever on the run, walking in the rays of the beautiful sun. Give it to you one more time. Give it to you two more times. Give it to you three times.
There's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
To the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a HAL. 9000 completed.
The Matrix is everywhere.
We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I am currently playing music off of my Nintendo DS, and I am completely okay with that. Like I told you last week, this week's show will be geektacular. It'll just be positively nerdtastic, and I've run out of all my play on words there. Because this weekend, this Labor Day weekend, I will be going down to Seattle to attend the Penny Arcade Expo, PAX, and it's a three-day geek convention where I can go and play all the computer games, video games, and attend all the nerdy seminars that I could ever imagine and ever want to. Oh, and there's a lot of board games and card games, too, so not just... techie games. So I'm really stoked, and so today's show will be a lot of Nintendo covers, 8-bit music, and maybe some punk rock songs that are remotely related to anything nerdy and or geeky. That's all I really have to say. It's been a pretty long week. Been really stressed out, but I am going to have fun for the next hour or so, and so I hope you enjoy this hour of awesome music that I have put together. If you want to call me here in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Maybe you are attending PAX as well. And if you are, you should definitely call me. And then we should make plans to meet up and play Tetris, because then I will womp your ass. That is all I have to say. If you're interested in checking out my playlists online, I post them at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts of this show and many other shows, podcasts for many other shows, on the Spine radio station through our website, which is www.citr.ca. And I'm getting really distracted by this Zelda music right now. Favorite video game of all time? The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. It's fun every single time I play it. I've played through the entire game at least 20 times. And it's just as fun, if not more fun, every single time I play it. Not a lot of games have that kind of replay value. And so, Ocarina of Time stands the test of time. I'm not good with the talking and the words today. It's about to get real awkward up in here, so I am just going to go to some advantage, and then I'm going to play some... I'm also going to play some of the bands that are... Ooh, that's another exciting thing about PAX. There are going to be musical performances by bands like Darkness on the Hillside Thickets, Freeze Pop, and MC Frontalot. So I will be playing some music by those artists as well. So stay tuned. It's going to be an awesome hour. It's rainy outside. What are you going to do? You're going to stay inside and you're going to listen to my geektastic show. That's what you're going to do. This is The Advantage on We All Fall Down.